Welcome to episode 27 of the Read Possible podcast. This is Bradley Charbonneau, your host. It must be Thursday. Every single week, coming to you live, but then recorded from somewhere. Currently, I'm in Doorn, Nederland. And the topic of tonight is indefatigable, indomitable, and the Spanakopita. Indefatigable is the quote I got from my colleague about my 12th book coming out yesterday. He says, among your other qualities, you're indefatigable. Congratulations on this. I saw with my son this afternoon, what was it called? A house with a clock on its walls. It was okay, but there was a word indomitable. The kid was very into vocabulary and his dictionaries, and that was something like undefeatable. And then, so I'm thinking, okay, that's great. Yeah, sure, I'm undefeatable. I'm indefatigable. But then I sort of get surprised people who ask me, how does this happen? How do you do this? How do you keep going? Where do you get the energy? And as I often say, none of this costs me energy. It gives me energy. If I didn't do it, I wouldn't have the energy. It's sort of the reverse. I wouldn't have energy if I didn't do it. And that's why I'm writing every day. That's podcasting every week. Creating seems like an output, but for me, it's really an input. And then the Spanakopita, which is, it's really not called the Spanakopita. I'm actually pretty sure Spanakopita is a Greek sort of dessert with a flaky, flaky, spinachy, flaky dessert that's super yummy. And that's unfortunately my mispronunciation of, it's an Indian book from 2,000 years ago or something like that. And basically it's talking about doing what you do without expecting results. And that's what I'm doing. I'm sure I'd love results, but it's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it, as I said, it's because it gives me energy, because, yeah, to sound sort of the cheesy cliches, it fuels my soul. It's what keeps me going. It's what wakes me up in the morning. It's what gets me through the day. And that's why I do it. And I almost can't imagine not doing it anymore. In fact, if someone hinted at stopping writing every day, I don't know. I think there'd be a huge gap. So anyway, clearly I'm biased because I'm doing it and I love it. But as far as people saying I'm indefatigable, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong as well. But I don't know. I would say try it. Try something for a long period and see how it goes. But try something that your heart decides and not necessarily your mind decides. And see how that goes. And see if your mind can maybe be persuaded to come on over to the other side of the train tracks. And see if that's something that then they could get on board with and find that they too become indefatigable, indomitable, and then I'll go read the Spanakopita. Thursday, October something or other. No, I know what it is. 18th, day after my last book. October 17th, year ago, every single day, yesterday, decide on a roll. Until next week, Bradley Charbonneau with Read Possible.